WSKV FM app from the Google Play or Apple App Store. You can also listen on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast. You're listening to PCSN Live. Let's join Dave and Ken at the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton.
Well, hello. We are sitting here in the studio just having a little conversation, and all of a sudden we click over to the show and it's begun, and we're 4 minutes early, so hopefully all of our listeners are already tuned in to here on the PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. This is David Faulkner along with Ken Simon, and we're going to bring you the show from the studio, sadly, tonight, because we were hoping to bring you the Powell County Lady Volleyball Pirates championship game tonight from Jackson City, but they fell last night to Knott County Central. Very exciting match. Also, Wolf County defeated Letcher County Central. I kept saying Perry before, but defeated Letcher Central fairly easily. And tonight it'll be a well of a matchup between Wolf County and Jackson City, or Knott Central. And just talk about volleyball just for a second before we go to COVID, because it's not six yet. That team was really good last night.
They were definitely good.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it was, you could see the way that they kind of came out and played. I think as far as the power game, especially on serve and some of their kill shots, I'm not so sure that the Lady Pirates had faced a team like that. Breathitt would probably be the closest, but this team beat Breathitt handily. You know,
closer sets than what Powell County played them.
Agreed. Yeah, but I felt like under those circumstances, once they beat Breathitt, thinking, oh, okay, this team had at that point had only played eight games. Thinking, all right, well, maybe this team is really good. But once we saw them in action, very tough opponent.
And I was looking today, and we'll get in more about the game in a minute, but looking today, I was Macy Hall in one of my classes, was looking at the roster for Knott County, and the libero, only an eighth grader. And she was very impressive at backline digging, especially good hitter. Number 34, the tall girl in the middle, eighth grader. They had two seniors on that squad. So if you think this year's Knott Central team was really good, I think wait till next year and possibly on down the road. That team's going to be really good in the future. I think they're pretty good right now. But, you know, when you talk about your Powell County Lady Pirates, great season they had. So we'll leave it at that. We'll come back more about volleyball in a minute. But it was a great season for the Lady Pirates. And I do want to thank, I'll say this right in a minute, WSKV Ethan Moore with our Facebook Live coverage of all the events. And again, I'm going to put this out there for you guys. We need more sponsors. That's just kind of, we'll tell it like it is. If you enjoyed our broadcast with Facebook Live, been able to watch the games, and I've already been told likely reduced crowds for basketball season, you know, that's something that maybe you want to invest in if you're a business. You just give us a call. We'd love to add you. Again, if we don't have enough sponsors, I don't think we can continue to run as many games on Facebook Live as we do. But that's what pays the bills. And we have to do what we have to do. You know, right now we're running extra staff because of Facebook Live. And obviously it costs the station more money. So we need more sponsorships. So give us a call. Dave Faulkner, Ken Simon, or here at the studio. Love to set you up with an account, and you could join us for the rest of the season. And you got football. You got at least two games left, regular season, and we hope for more in the playoffs, at least one. And then you got basketball season less than a month. So a lot of perks with the deal, too. So this will be my plug, since we've been on a little early. Hit us up for some sponsorships.
Yeah, and honestly, the number of views, the people that are actually watching not only live, but then even sharing and the potential views of that, it's incredible, honestly. And as you mentioned, going forward as far as basketball season, you're probably only looking 15, no more than 20% that are going to be there. So it'll probably be family. Players will get two tickets each, something along those lines, and it's going to be limited capacity, obviously. And this is going to be your ticket, you know, and obviously, you know, they don't charge for Facebook Live. as far as for people to listen. WSKV is being charged.
Yes.
And that's another expense as well. So, I mean, he's paying a fee to broadcast these games, and obviously the advertisers, and we're thankful for them, the sponsors of this, but we definitely need more. Listen, it could be something as simple as if you're interested in sponsoring the, I'm going to throw these things out like this, player of the game or the scoreboard or whatever it might be. We'll make a deal with you in a sense. You know, if you don't necessarily want the full package where all of a sudden you're in a rotation for that, we'll work out some kind of deal to, you know, satisfy your needs in a sense as well as ours. To make that, you know, deal happen in a sense. Again, they're very open-minded in a sense. Negotiations, and I will throw this out as well. They'll even trade out. You know, if you don't necessarily have the finances where all of a sudden you want to spend that money, but all of a sudden you want to give gift cards or something, they'll take those gift cards, and even if those gift cards are given away as promotional materials, et cetera, again, they'll work out a deal in order to us to be able to stay on Facebook Live.
Yeah, our job is to help you out as advertisers, also promote Powell County Athletics, and honestly, I think we do a pretty good job. If I don't want to brag on ourselves, but I think we do a pretty good job covering the teams. So we need your help a little bit. Need more sponsorship. So that's our plug for tonight. Now we'll get right into the show. And again, we'll start with COVID. Something we've kind of done since we began because of COVID. This new Wednesday night show we do. Some big numbers today.
Big numbers. At this point, it's been a week plus of big numbers, yeah. And we're trending in the opposite direction of the way we need to go. As of today, 1,864 new cases in Kentucky. That way too many. Again, we've had the 1,000, the 1,200, 13, and now all of a sudden we're up, 18, pushing 2,000 at this point. For a daily total, it's way too many. The total cases, 101,501. 14 new deaths. That takes the total to 1,442. And the positivity rate, 6.07%. High numbers again. If you remember, we were down around those fours. Those numbers.
Even in the threes for a while.
Yeah, and that wasn't bad. But again, we're trending the opposite direction. And then here locally in Powell County, one new case reported today. That brings the total case count to 145. 133 of those have recovered, and there are 12 active cases. You know, last week I think we had, we were down like three or four, maybe something like that. A couple, it was only a couple at that point, but now we're going, trending back the opposite direction. So
we have went from yellow to orange, which means our rate is, I think ours is fairly low, but it's around 13 or 14, I think, maybe for the county. I'm just guessing what I saw, and maybe I don't remember it correctly. But anyway, if it gets to 25, you go red. If you get above 10, you are, I believe you're orange above.
Correct.
Above 10, and below 10, you go back to yellow. And just, we want to be green. But it takes everybody to work on this. Folks, a lot of household contacts now they're getting, of what they say. People, just visiting people, like we always used to do. I'll get a lot of cases from those. So I'm not telling you guys not to visit, but if you want to visit, wear your mask. Reduce the chances of becoming infected. We've talked about this before. All you folks love sports. We know you do. Because we hear it all the time. See it on Facebook. You push for sports to start. We started. We're getting hit pretty hard. Athletically, last week, 25%, I believe, it was almost 25% of all football games were canceled due to COVID. We are not trending in a good way athletically. And we say this every week on here. If you want sports to be played, if you want a basketball season, and this is something that's not going away this year, it's not going to go away next spring, it's here. We need to get used to some of these changes we need to make, and one of those is wearing a mask and distancing. If we're not willing to do those things, we're going to keep the numbers up, keep the deaths climbing, and we're going to, if our number goes much more above six, we're going to start shutting things back down. That will probably happen next week, in my opinion. Just listen to Governor Beshear. I think these recommendations may be mandates next week, because I don't see the numbers trending down quickly. I think we'll be at 2,000. This is only Wednesday. I think we hit 2,000 this week, and we probably stay at that number next week. Here's what you had, folks. Last week, excuse me, every day was a new high in cases.
Yes.
This week, every day starting Sunday has been a new high in cases for that day. So we have already surpassed, last week surpassed any other time we had. This week is surpassing last week, which was a huge number. So we are trending right now to pass last week's high number. And you look nationally, over 70 or 80,000 cases per day. Numbers are in the 800s of deaths per day. Folks, we're in for a long winter.
Yeah, we definitely are. And I think ultimately, I think you hit it right on the head in a sense. Even going into 2021, it's not going away. They already know now that even if you've had it before, and you quarantined for 14 days or whatever, they were saying, oh, you probably can't get it again. Now they've determined you can, anywhere from 90 days on up to 6 months, in a sense, as far as like it being able to come back. It's just like the flu. Sometimes, people get the flu, they get over it, and all of a sudden, months later, it comes back and it hits them again. Yep. Again, this is a strand of that.
See, H1N1, that you hear the president talk about when Obama, mishandled, whatever you want to call it, and then now you've got the coronavirus or COVID, you got the flu, you have a cold. All those are coronaviruses. This is not something that you can't catch again. This is something that in time you'll build immunity to it, but you can still get sick again and again until we come up with a vaccine that works like the flu shot, which, guess what, doesn't always get the right strain of flu, and you still get the flu. This is a little bit more dangerous than the flu, or significantly more dangerous than the flu, and it has a longer problem in your system. It causes some more damage. And also, they're also saying now with the second time cases, there's more damage being done the second time you get it. So some of the fears or some of the thoughts we had prior to, you want to get it so you get it over with? Nope, it's not going to work. You're going to be reinfected again. We've already had deaths. Of a second time event. So this is going to continue. This pattern is going to continue until we wake up, America. Really, it's just kind of, we got to wake up. We got to buy in. I made the analogy a few months ago. It's like the seatbelt law. Americans don't like to be told what to do. I'm just asking you. Wear your mask. We'd like to have a normal Thanksgiving. We'd like to have a normal Christmas. And I don't know, for our family, we've already kind of shut it down. Our family won't be getting together this Christmas or this Thanksgiving, hopefully by Christmas. But again, I don't see the numbers getting a lot better. So please protect yourselves, protect your families, wear your mask, distance, sanitize, do what you need to do as far as that goes. It would be great to see our families again as we used to do. But that's something that's in the distance.
I think people making those choices and decisions, I've been around different people as well, having those conversations. Do we have Thanksgiving dinner? Do we not get together then? Do we wait until Christmas? Some people are just like, no, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go Thanksgiving. And then others are saying, no, we're not. I'm not willing to take that chance. And I think ultimately it goes back to the fact that if people will stay the course, do what you're told to do, we can. We're not going to eradicate it. We're not going to get rid of it, in a sense, but we can slow the spread of that. And another example, whether it's the seatbelt, smoking. If you remember, people, smoking. Well, you're not going to tell me I can't smoke in a restaurant. If you remember, too, we had the smoking section, non-smoking section. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, there is no smoking indoors.
We've adapted.
Yes, and even people, let's use the UK campus as an example, or even, court buildings, that kind of thing, federal buildings. Now, all of a sudden, you can't smoke on the property. Same thing at the Powell County school system. You can't smoke on the property. You have to go off the property if you want to do that. People have adapted. And, I'm not saying that things are necessarily better or worse. I appreciate the fact that there's no smoking in restaurants.
I love
as
it.
A non-smoker, right? I appreciate that because it always seems to just linger in that regard. So yet people were complaining in the beginning, just like the seat belts. At this point, we've adapted, we've moved on, and we've gotten through it. The same thing here in this case. We have to be adaptive. Kids are probably more adaptive than even the adults, but I get that we're more opinionated as adults, right, at that point. But the kids stay the course. They do what they're actually told to do. They wear the mask. They social distance, all of that. If we'll continue to do that, we can improve those numbers and limit those social encounters and engagements, in a sense, that are actually taking place. Again, who knows how many people are asymptomatic that are even out there, right? And therein lies part of the problem. And how long can someone remain asymptomatic? Again, we just have to continue to social distance, wear the mask. Even last night at the ball game, some people were not wearing their mask. You know, you're coming in wearing your mask, but once I'm sitting down, oh, I'm going to take my mask off. And you're in a group of people. And again, I get the inconvenience, but we're wearing them the whole time that we're basically, you know, on the air, in a sense, unless we're getting a drink of water or something.
Yeah,
you
know? we'll talk a little bit more about some COVID and the effects of COVID and what people do in athletics, and we'll get onto that in a moment. Now we're going to take our normal break that we usually do, or about 10 after, here on PCSN Live on WSKV 104.9 FM.
If you haven't driven the new Ram truck, you haven't driven one of the most exciting, powerful trucks in the country. During Ram Power Days going on now at Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Stanton, the best deals of the year are in full force, with 0% financing available and rebates up to $10,000 on new Ram trucks. From one of the best riding trucks in the 1500 series to the workhorse Cummins Diesel, they are all on sale and priced to move. If you're talking about a new truck and you haven't looked at the Ram, you don't know what you're overlooking. Great deals and a great place to buy at Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Stanton. Call them at 606-663-2856.
Tanner Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, and they know that you're unique in the way you want to do banking. That's why they offer great services like Phone Smart, where you can call and find out about your account. Or how about text banking, where you can text and find out exactly what you want to know about your account. And you can set up really cool text alerts and find out when maybe you drop below a certain balance, reminding you to balance your checkbook. They have online banking and convenient apps for Android and Apple. Those apps give you the ability to make mobile deposits. Just snap a picture of your check and deposit it. Whitaker Bank also allows you to apply for a loan online at their website at WhitakerBank.com. And don't forget, you have access to your money 24/7 with Whitaker Bank's ATMs, where you can make a cash withdrawal day or night. For more information about these great services, call the main branch at 606-663-2283. That's Whitaker Bank, Stanton, Clay City, and Campton. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Appalachian Wireless puts service, towers, and technology in areas that other carriers won't. With almost 300 towers in our 29-county coverage area, we know for our communities to grow, they have to have connectivity to succeed. That's why Appalachian Wireless's primary focus is to provide support and service to communities that are in our coverage area. Advancing the gap between technology and communities is our goal of providing a better tomorrow for Appalachia. We are the region's best and most reliable network. We are you. We are Appalachian Wireless.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvin.
Welcome back, folks, to PCSN Live here on WSKV 104.9 FM. Dave Fulton along with Ken Simon. Sorry about my hoarseness. I think I have overextended myself a little bit on the radio. Here in the last few days, I have talked a lot, and I think since I'm retired now, I don't talk as much during class. So when I do get out and talk a lot, I lose my voice for a little while, and then it'll come back. But anyway.
And a couple of times we kind of got a little excited and were screaming last night with some of those plays, which, to be honest with you, I don't know what the fans and listeners think in a sense, but whatever. We're true fans, right? So, therefore, we're hoping that when we're screaming, in a sense, a great play or whatever else, people are doing that that are watching as well. You know, I mean, can feel that enthusiasm in a sense, and they're doing that same thing. Again, we can't help ourselves at times.
Well, especially me. I'm always been known as the emotional one of the crew. I do yell out, and I talk over Ken or talk over Greg or whoever it may be. If I got excited, it's gonna happen, you know. But anyway, it's kind of who we are. But we have fun on the radio. We enjoy what we do. And watching last night the volleyball team, we'll get back to them. Watching them last night was bittersweet. Had a great season again, seven seniors. And then a possibility of Coach Jones, maybe his last game. Give us a call, Coach. We'll ask you the question. But you hate to see the girls go out that way. However, when you lose your last game, irregardless of where it is, it's your last game. At least they got to play their last game on their home floor. If that's a plus, they got to be closer to their families. They were very supportive last night. We saw that. I thought the families were very supportive of the kids. I thought they played as well as they possibly could. There were some things that we'll talk about in a minute, but I thought they gave it their all. And I told the girls today that we had class. If you give it your all and you play the best that you can, that's all you can do. If you lose, you lose. And give credit to the other team. And I thought last night was one of those. Pack County played hard. They did as much as they could do. Knott County was a better team last night. Now, after we say that, I'm going to flip it up a little bit. The officiating was a little picky in the first set on the double hits. They called it both ways. It wasn't like it was just called against Powell or just called against Knott. But they did call it both ways. But there was one player for Powell County, Lauren Everman, and I'll mention her here. I think it affected her last night because she changed the way she set. And I thought she'd been a phenomenal setter all season long. But when a player has to change midstream because she's afraid of the penalty, that takes away from her game.
You become hesitant.
Yes. And I thought even players were in the net a couple times. And they were in the net. I mean, those were good calls. But they backed away from the net, and their strength was you got to play up close. If you want to get a block, you got to be up on the net. You got to take a chance. Our kids, it seemed like, and I told Coach Jones today in a text message, our kids seemed like they, however the calls were going, they didn't handle it well, if that's the good word. Knott County, on the flip side, never changed anything. They just kept playing the way they were playing. If they got in the net, they got in the net. They just kept hitting the way they always hit. If it was a double hit, so be it. After the first set, Powell County didn't get caught with one double hit. Knott County did in the third set. But that being said, I thought those were a couple times where it actually took Powell County players off their game. And there was a couple calls, and I actually told Coach this today. There was one call in set two. There was a point where I think it was Alex Gulley got a block and got the ball back up herself, which is legal, but they gave the point to Knott Central. Well, set number two was overtime. That one point really is a two-point swing. It should have been a point or at least a chance at a point for Powell and take it away from Knott. In the third set, same call, same whistle, then they changed it. So my thing is this. It was inconsistent. Again, it cost Powell County a point in set two and may have cost Powell County set two. So if Powell County wins set number two, I think they play better in set three. Everything's kind of variable. I'm not going to blame the game on the officials. Knott County was really good. But the mindset of the players was affected by the way the game was called. And there was an obvious call in the second set that could have gone the other way.
the double hits in that first set, as you mentioned, that to me changed the whole dynamic.
It did.
Right. I agree with you. I mean, especially for Lauren at that point, being that setter, again, when you're having to make those adjustments, whether it's as a setter or on the line, because of the calls that are being made, now all of a sudden you're inside your own psyche, right? Now you're thinking about hitting that ball as opposed to just hitting the ball, right? I got to get a clean play. When all of a sudden maybe you make a mistake because, you know, you've mistimed it or whatever the case might be. I agree. I think that that kind of affected things. Give credit where credit is due. Not Central. Those Lady Patriots came out.
Yeah.
They were consistent all the way through. And Lady Pirates, for whatever reason, just couldn't get over the hump. They would get back in, and maybe they would be down three. Well, then they get it to two, and all of a sudden they get it to one. Then it pushed back to two. You know, they could never get over that hump, in a sense. And different aspects of their game were not what we had normally seen from them. Now, could that have been the officiating from that first set? Could have been nerves? Who knows what the case was?
I think, three things. Nerves, after they got down.
Right.
The calls, and a team that you hadn't seen a team like that so far this year. I think that was the best team, as some of the girls said today, best team they've played all season. Not used to playing a team like that. There, and that being said, and I told the girls this, if it's a regular season, no COVID, you play teams like that. Because
right.
Coach Jones looks for tournaments. He'll play in big tournaments. You see teams like that that will maybe expose some of your weaknesses. Then you can work on them. This team was maybe a little overconfident because maybe I'm not going to say a weaker schedule, but it was a schedule that didn't have a lot of power teams in it. Therefore, Powell County got some wins that maybe they don't get over a power team. Wolf County was one that they had trouble with and lost that game. But you said they played poorly against Wolf. I'm not saying they played poorly last night. I think Knott County made us look not as good, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and I think the power game of not, I'm not so sure that the Lady Pirates were prepared for that. Whether it was the speed and hardness of the serves, and or some of the kill shots, and granted, the Lady Pirates, they made some great digs, made some great plays. If you have a chance to actually go back and watch on the Facebook Live broadcast of that. Great plays on both sides. I mean, sometimes just incredible shots going both ways. Still gives me cold chills just even thinking about it because it was so intense. Great performance by both teams. Obviously, somebody has to win, but then you realize, like, the little mistakes, a serve in the net, or you're going for a kill shot, you hit it into the net. You know, little things like that that you normally would play cleanly in that regards. All of a sudden you creep up, and all of a sudden there's that shot over you on that back line, like, or you don't necessarily get one. And some of their hits, too, let's say it goes to the back line, and all of a sudden normally they would hit it cleanly. Now all of a sudden it goes off of their hands or their fist or whatever else, and all of a sudden it goes off to the right towards the stands. Now you've got the other player having to make a run at it, can't quite get to it. And therefore, you know, as opposed to it coming straight up in the middle of the court where they would normally hit it, sometimes that ball was coming off of their hands again, going in opposite directions than it normally would.
Yeah.
And didn't necessarily field it cleanly. And then all of a sudden, now you don't get the point. And all of a sudden, it's like, you know, you gave up one on those that you would normally have made a play on.
Again, I thought Powell County, again, at the net, I thought the Patriots were better at the net. There was several blocks that I haven't seen the Pirates block like they were blocked last night until last night. So Knott County was a big team. I asked Macy, I said, were those girls all about the same size as you? And yes. So, and Macy's about 5'10", 5'9", 5'10". So we looked at the Knott and we thought this on the radio. They looked to be about 5'8", 5'9". That was a big team. And it wasn't like all the frontline players, when they sub in, they were all big. So they had good blockers everywhere. The rotations were going everywhere. I mean,
it was hard for me to keep up, honestly. It really was, because somebody would be on the back line. Next thing you know, they're rotating the front line, and it's, I mean, just constantly moving, and it was hard to keep up with.
Well, I mean, and, you know, it's a different look as well, because, you know, Knox County had a lot of back sets and a lot of calls that multiple players were going, and you really had to pay attention. And I thought the Pirates handled that really well. So if you watch the game, there was a lot of things that you could see on the positive side. I just think Knox County had too much game last night for the Lady Pirates, but that does not put a damper on the season, or that, or the time that you girls put in, and Coach Jones, staff. I'm telling you, it was a great season.
Agreed.
For Powell County Volleyball, and hope it continues that way. And again, I'm just kind of speculating here. I'm thinking, if that was Coach Jones's last game, we needed to be able to send him off better than that, but it's probably kind of how he would want to go out anyway. If, and I'm not speaking to say you're retiring after this, but if you are, great run.
Yeah, and
great
run. And ultimately, nothing but respect for this current team.
Yes.
But at the same time, the history of Lady Pirates volleyball, you know, again, one of the tops in the region year in and year out, you know, always there to be able to compete for a regional title. They've come up short, but again, nothing but respect. I've enjoyed, you know, not only covering this team, but even the teams in the past, but very entertaining,
yes.
Right? I mean, again, they were a solid unit. They played well together. You know, they obviously listened to Coach Jones in a sense, as far as, you know, he would call timely timeouts to get them refocused or whatever else, and they would respond to that. Called some timeouts last night, didn't quite respond, but credit not Central, right? Under those circumstances. Again, they just faced a better team last night, and it's unfortunate that they weren't able to advance to tonight's championship. But, again, nothing but respect for all of those players and the head coach.
Exactly.
And the assistant
right.
coach for that. Again, everybody associated with the team, nothing but respect.
Oh, fantastic year. Thanks for a great season. Seniors, all the team, Coach Jones, staff, everybody included. We'll take another break here on PCSN Live here with Dave and Ken. Here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
At Davis & Davis Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event for your loved one. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com for more information.
When a health crisis threatened our community, the healthcare heroes at Clark Regional Medical Center answered the call. As we move forward, life might look different, including healthcare, but there's one thing that won't change: the quality of care you've always relied on at Clark Regional Medical Center. We are again offering a range of healthcare services, from preventive screenings and physicals to quality of life procedures, to help you make the most of every moment moving forward. Our entire team is working hard to ensure a safe place of care and a healthier community for all of us. For more information, visit clarkregional.org.
When you need insurance for your home, auto, life, or business, contact agents Lisa Mays and Shauna Mays at Whitaker Bank Insurance Group. Stop by their Stanton office, located inside Whitaker Bank on Main Street, or give them a call and get a quote at 606-663-3625. Always striving to meet the needs of their customers, Whitaker Insurance Group, 606-663-3625.
While we're at it here, would like to mention that got some heavy rain. Looks like it's getting ready to come into our area. So if you are out and about, it's getting ready to get some water dumped on us.
Yeah, for the next
3 days. Probably.
Yeah, 1 to 3 inches expected over the next several days.
Yeah,
fortunately, Friday's supposed to be nice. It's going to be cold.
Cold.
Yeah, but the rain's supposed to clear out by, you know, yeah. Friday football
cold.
Football 46 time.
46 is the high, down in the 30s. Hello, winter, here we come. But we would like to send our thoughts and prayers out to the folks in Louisiana. They're getting ready to get hit with almost Category 3. Hit dead on, and again, prayers go out to them as they are either getting hit or in the process of the hurricane making landfall, which our weather will be affected here in the next few days. So this is a weird system coming through right now. Got snow and ice back in New Mexico and Texas. So this system is a big system, and now it's being affected by the hurricane as well. So all the folks facing imminent weather, but please be safe and take care of yourself. Move on here. On Friday night, we'll be bringing you Powell County versus Mason County. It has been a while.
3 weeks.
Since we've played football. The first week, I believe, Powell County had a COVID situation where there wasn't a case in on the team, but there was a quarantine of several players on the team. And then Mason County had cases or quarantined kids and couldn't play the next week. So our schedule's kind of been messed up for 2 or 3 weeks here. And COVID has been hurtful of the Pirates, but they will hopefully bounce back on Friday and give Mason County a good game. Mason County comes in, looks pretty good on paper. They play Fleming County really close, I think with one score. So I look for a good defensive team coming in. And I think Powell County will have a uphill battle to defeat Mason County. But boys, you got to put your shoes on the same way they do. So let's get ready to buckle up and play some football.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Mason County will coming in with a 3-2 record, 2-1 in district play. Powell County 2-2 overall in the season, 1-1 in district play. So the next two games for the Pirates are district games.
Yeah.
This one at home against Mason, and then on the road next Friday at Pendleton County. But this is all about seeding at this point. You know, the Pirates definitely need a win against Mason. I think Mason ended up losing to Fleming 8-6,
I believe,
was the final score on that one. So Fleming, in a sense, in the driver's seat at 3-0 on the season. They will not be playing another district game. Fleming County will not. And so Mason, this is their last district game here against Powell. And then Pendleton and Powell still have games left. Powell, obviously, with those two games.
Well, Powell will be guaranteed a 4 seed. But could get as high as a 2. So their path to doing the 2 is a win over Mason and Pendleton. Their path to getting a 3 would be at least a win over Pendleton. And a 4, you could take losses to both teams, and you'll be the 4 seed. You'll be in the playoffs regardless, but we all know when you travel to the 1 seed of the other district, that is a big uphill battle to compete with. It'd be nice to have another home game and get that 2 seed, but to do that, you got to knock off Mason County first.
I would like to think that the fact that football has not had a game during those 3 weeks, that they're going to come out and healed, in a sense. Let's hope that, you know, some of the injuries that they had, obviously there were some major injuries, but
yeah,
yet
those
the ones
healed.
Yeah, exactly. But yet those that were, you know, kind of missing some time as far as action or whatever else, that they will be back and be ready to go and just be hungry. Again, this is a home game. This is the,
it's your homecoming game, folks.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so under the circumstances, coming out, being ready to play against this Mason County team, I'm excited to see them. Obviously, I hate the fact that we've missed, you know, because of the COVID, it's kind of been canceled or whatever, and the schedule's kind of been changed and all of that. But hopefully they come out and they play. It's not going to be rainy tomorrow night. It's going to be cold. But it's not going to be rainy. It'll be interesting to see what kind of condition the field will be in, though, and how much
Friday
rain.
Night.
Correct, Friday night. I'm sorry. Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, and see what kind of condition the field will actually be in, depending on how much rain we do get. So it could be a sloppy field in general.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily rainy, but a sloppy field.
I do think it will be a sloppy field. It will be a cold night. Now, that could really kind of bode well for the Pirates. I looked at the statistics today for Mason County, and not putting the ball in the air as much as they did last year, but still throw the ball some. They'll probably try to stretch you out. I think their game is to play defense, keep you off the field as much as your offense off the field, which is the same as Powell County. They're going to try to, again, run their offense and keep the Mason County offense off the field. But again, you got to play both sides of football. Special teams got to kick in. But it will be a cold night, wet night, no rain, but it's going to be a miserable night for some.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think on one hand, you know, even as far as the coaches, they're ready, right, to go on. You know, when you have a chance to talk to some of them outside of you know, practice or whatever else, they're anxious to get going as well. You know, they want these guys to get out on the field to be able to play. They feel like under the circumstances that, all right, we're kind of rested. You know, we've had some good practices. Now let's see if we can't go on and make it happen and close out strong. Because really, even though they were 2-2, outside of the Breathitt County game, they've really basically been in all of the games. You know, they could easily be 3-1 in a sense, as opposed to 2-2.
Well, but you did you go to the Breathitt County game last year? Or was that Greg and I?
I don't remember, honestly.
Well, I think it was maybe it was Greg and myself. I thought maybe all three. But anyway, the game last year at Mason was really competitive for a long time. And if it wasn't for turnovers, we were actually in that game for a while. So, again, we'll go back to this little turnovers. Got to stay away from them. You can't make them. If you're the Pirates, you're not going to get a lot of opportunities to score. When you do, you got to get her done. But you can't turn the ball over and put the other team back on the field.
And silly mistakes. You know, early on, they would, you know, be prone to a hold or a penalty, a false start even, and all of a sudden that pushes you back, and then that changes your momentum. You know, if you're moving the ball, and then all of a sudden you're in the red zone, and all of a sudden you get one of those penalties, it pushes it back. You get another penalty, it pushes it back, and now being a run-first team, it's hard to all of a sudden go 15 to 20 yards to try and get a first down to keep that drive alive. So, again, they have to cut down on the mistakes, and definitely you cannot turn the ball over.
Yeah, that is the way it works in any kind of football, whether it's high school, college, or professional. Those are mistakes you just can't make. We're going to step away another break, come back and talk about some other sports and get into that a little bit here on PCSN Live with David Ken here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
The death of a loved one is the most difficult loss that you will endure in this life. Hearn Funeral Home Incorporated provides you and your family with a meaningful and compassionate environment to assist you through this difficult process. Hondo Hearn and the staff of Hearn Funeral Home believe that every life has value and should be honored. If they can assist you in any way, we ask that you contact them at 663-4375 or stop by their modern facilities at 125 West College Avenue in Stanton, Kentucky. You may also visit their website at hearnfuneralhome.com.
Did you know that Stanton Ace Hardware now offers full-service sales and repair on the popular steel brand chainsaws, string trimmers, blowers, and pressure washers? Stop into the former Rose's Garden Center right next door to the main Ace Hardware building and check out their large inventory of new steel products and a large inventory of parts. Stanton Ace Hardware, your hometown dealer for Steel, Husqvarna, Echo, and Skag. For more information about deals and coupons at your Ace Hardware, text ACE right now to 606-663-2811. That's ACE to the studio number right now, 606-663-2811, for special savings at your Stanton Ace Hardware.
Welcome back to PCSN Live. It's something we don't always get to do. It is a time of the season where we've kind of wound down on fall sports now, and we've kind of did a little wrap-up of volleyball. Still playing football, but now it is time for winter sports to start. They are practicing. I think cheer's practicing right now. I think girls practiced earlier today. Boys will practice tonight, I think, at 7:30. So it's a busy time here still at the gym. Kids are involved, and hopefully everybody will, again, stay safe, do their and follow all the protocols, and because you don't want it run through your teams before you start your season. But that going forward, we'll go to Major League Baseball real quick. Since we do have a new world champion, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Congratulations to them. beat the Tampa Bay Rays in six games. I guess the big news is that's a pretty good team.
Definitely. You know,
Corey Seager got the MVP. Mookie Betts would have made an argument. I think he was the probably the piece to put the Dodgers over the top.
Makes you wonder why the Red Sox, you know,
well, he got
traded him out.
Well, I know why they traded him. They didn't want to pay him the money he got.
Sure, of course.
12-year deal. Mookie Betts, one of the best players in baseball. You got to give the Dodgers credit, though. They did the little things right. You know, I'm not a Dodger fan. There's some of the players I like, but I'm not a Dodger fan either. You know, you talk about Clayton Kershaw, who is a Hall of Fame caliber player now with the World Series title. Dave Roberts, who is a class act, really. I'm not going to say he's World Series caliber manager. He's got a really nice team.
Sure.
And they all love Dave Roberts. Therefore, guess what? He's doing a good job. But they got some really good players. All around that, Max Muncy. We talk about Joey Votto, how good he is with the Reds. Max Muncy, probably a step up from what Joey Votto does. Patient to plate, can hit the home runs. He has more home runs than Joey. Hits for high average. What Joey Votto probably was 5 or 6 years ago. And you got Corey Seager, a kid that's coming into his own at shortstop. Josh Turner, he's been clutch for years for the Dodgers. Talk more about him in a moment. Their catching core had two catchers, switched it up throughout the series. Both of them played well. Bellinger and center. They also had Turner and Peterson and whoever else was out there. But, man, and then Kiki Hernandez come in and played some. So that team was ready, dude.
Yeah, and they were early on, you know, preseason. They were picked as one of the favorites. Yeah, one of the favorites to win. And obviously their record proved they had the best record, you know, during the regular season. So, therefore, even going into the playoffs and everything, I mean, they just continued to just roll on. You know, Tampa Bay, probably a surprise for a lot of people for them to actually have even gotten as far as they did into the World Series. Just couldn't necessarily compete. You know, I think in many respects they were lucky to even win the two games that they did. I mean, one of them, they come back in the bottom of the ninth and get two runs, right? I think that was game four, if I'm not mistaken.
That was game five. 3-1.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. So at that point, you know, to come back in the bottom of the ninth and to get a victory, you know, which credit them, you know, to get there. But still, the Dodgers.
No, it was game four. Sorry. It was game four. Kershaw came back. Pitched game five, right?
You're exactly right. Yeah.
You're right.
But for them to actually, you know, be competitive, even though they go down 4-2, the Dodgers, you know, their first World Series in 32 years since 1988. You know, I'm not a Los Angeles fan of any of their teams. The fact that the Lakers ended up winning, now you have the Dodgers winning, you know, so now you've got two championships in just a matter of weeks, really.
Well, I'll give you this. And Megan, her favorite player of all time in basketball was Kobe Bryant. Since he passed away this year, you got now a title by both Los Angeles professional teams, baseball and basketball, the Lakers and the Dodgers. Now, I'll say this. The Lakers made additions to be a really top-notch team in basketball. The Dodgers had additions because these are major market clubs.
They have the money.
They have the big bucks.
Yes.
The reason I was kind of rooting for Tampa Bay is they are a low-budget team.
Yeah, small market team.
Small market. They don't pay a lot of money to their players. But, you know, the questionable call, that's not – Blake Snell was in awesome form. Leadoff hit by the number 9 hitter. Mookie Betts on deck. They take out Snell.
He was not happy.
Didn't even hesitate.
Yeah.
He'd given up two hits on the night. 9 strikeouts. Had owned Mookie Betts. Had owned the two-hitter. Corey Seager. Those guys did not want to face him again. But due to analytics, the third time around, they always say they're going to get him the third time around. Yeah, he didn't hesitate. He made the change. I don't think I could have made the change when he did. I understand it. You want to go to a fresh arm. But when a guy is that dominant, you let him go.
I think in this day and time, though, sometimes you rely on analytics far too often, right? And I get that, you know, but at the same time, to me, I felt like that was a mistake as well. And again, I could care less which team ended up winning the World Series. Well, I'm not a fan of either one. But at the same time, to me, I felt like that was questionable. I'm thinking in the circumstance, leave him in. Now let's see what he does with Betts. now let's make a move at that point if you need to, but not knowing that he'd kind of owned him at that point.
Well, here's the thing. With the new rule, you have to face three batters. You're bringing in a right-handed pitcher to face Betts. You've got a runner on second. A runner on first. Yeah. You got a runner on first, that's all. You don't want to face Seager with a right-handed pitcher. And then you would have had Josh Turner's spot next, another righty. But I think I would have taken my chances with Betts. If you get him, then you got a lefty with Seager. After that, if something has happened, then maybe you make the change. But I don't think I make the change when he did. Snell was pitching well. And when they asked Mookie Betts about the change, he said, I was glad to see him. I don't know why. I'll take it. I was glad to see another face because he owned me tonight. So when the Dodgers were happy with the change, that means it might not be the best change.
Yeah, and he made him pay. Yeah, you know, yeah, and he made him pay at that. Again, you know as well as I do, obviously you being a softball coach, sometimes you make changes when you feel like that's the change that Correct. You need to make. Now, you're thinking it's the right decision. Player substitution, no matter how you look at it, sometimes it goes in your favor, sometimes it doesn't go in your favor. And you could always second guess in hindsight, right? But in the moment,
was being second guessed before he even made it.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, this was one that all the analysts were saying, "Whoa, I don't know about this move." I understand second guessing. You know, had he brought the kid in and he gets Betts out, grounds a double play.
Oh, the best move ever, right?
Great move.
Sure.
But since it went south real quick, it made it look even worse.
And it's easy to do as an analyst. Right,
yes,
you know, to sit there and make those comments.
We have done that.
Yes, we have.
And, you know, as a coach, I sometimes don't be so harsh on the coaches, the players. I'm thinking, they're going to be critical of me if I make a mistake. You know, I probably get back what I give. You know, it's no different. And it's expected. That's what, if you're a broadcaster, that's kind of what you do. You analyze the game and you give your opinion, just like we all have one. You know, it's that's what's great about the game. You talk about the next day and see how many bad moves you made, how many good moves you made. You know, we talk about Coach Jones' timeouts during volleyball. Usually great timeouts. Not saying they weren't last night, but it didn't work out to our advantage. You know, it just coaches make decisions based on gut instincts usually. Now the new game is analytics. It's all based on the numbers and the metrics, and I'm thinking, there's more to this game than just numbers and metrics. If a guy is on his game, he stays out there. Now, he did make a bad pitch. He hung the curveball, drove the ball in the center on the base hit. So, I do want to give you an update on the not central Wolf County game.
Wolf County actually is leading 1-0. And then the second set, Wolf County 22, Knott County Central 20. So, again, not sure what the score was in the first set, but at least at this point, it's very competitive, kind of back and forth, just like it was last night.
Yeah, and again, good luck to both teams. I think you all will both represent the 14th region well in volleyball. By the way, they did move the volleyball state playoffs or championships from Louisville to now be played at GRC. So that move was done, I think, today because of the big outbreak they have in Louisville. Now, the teams in Louisville are competing. We talk about this thing, the red versus orange, yellow. Who can compete, who doesn't? I'm still confused. It's just still a district choice. But when it's tournament time, I think they're kind of erring on the side of the kids. Let them play. And
it's hard to keep up, right?
Yes.
It is. It's very difficult to keep up because all of a sudden Powell could make a decision, and all of a sudden, you know, Estill or Wolf could make a decision. But then collectively in a tournament, in a district tournament, in a sense, collectively they're making a decision.
Yeah.
So again, it's different no matter where you go, as far as, you know, who's making that decision, how is that decision being made, are fans allowed, not allowed, how many fans are allowed. Again, it's a very confusing time, but
it is
nonetheless. I will update real quick. It looks like Wolf County 1 point away from claiming set number 2, 24-21 now.
Kind of like with last night, we said set 2 was so critical for Powell. I think set 2 is so critical now for Knott. You lose set 2, and it's a long battle Got to win three consecutive sets. Can't mess up. I do want to mention real quickly, with Major League Baseball, got your hats off a little bit. Last 58 days of the season, there were no positive COVID cases throughout the playoffs. Again, the bubble began in the playoffs. Last night, here's the questionable news that I heard today. Josh Turner was taking out the game last night in the sixth inning, I believe, or the eighth inning, with a positive COVID test.
Player for the Dodgers.
Player for the Dodgers, third baseman, all-star player for the Dodgers. Says he has doesn't feel bad, no symptoms, nothing, but did have a positive test. This test was on the heels of a inconclusive test. So I guess this second round of testing, they got the results around 8 or 9 o'clock each night. Well, the game starts at 8. You're on the field. You've been playing for 7 or 8 innings, but you're pulled because of a positive test. Saw that earlier with the Reds this year. Had a player that was taken out middle of the game. You really had no reason why, except you kind of thought maybe it's COVID-related. And it was at the time. But with the Reds player, it was a false positive. With Turner, I actually believe it's a positive test because he had had a positive test before. They wanted to do another one. This was it. He came back positive again. So now they're saying it was inconclusive on test one and positive last night. You take Josh Turner out of that lineup, you may have a whole different World Series. I'm not saying that they played him knowingly with COVID, because when MLB got the results, they pulled him from the lineup. After the game, the management for the Los Angeles Dodgers did not want Josh Turner to come back to the field. They wanted him to stay in the clubhouse. But the players said, we want him on the field with us. So now, the Major League Baseball and Los Angeles Dodgers are in a little bit of a quandary. You got the world champion Dodgers sitting in a hotel in Texas. May not be able to fly out to go back home to California because they have a positive player. All the players are now awaiting test results before they head back home and you want a parade and you know all these festivities, but with COVID that doesn't happen. You hope and pray that none of the other players are going to be affected by what I would call would be really probably a poor decision by either Josh Turner and or his teammates. Coming out's one thing. Stay masked. Coming out and taking your mask off, being with all your teammates, and I know it's outside. It's a positive case. You're taking pictures. You're out there with your team for a while celebrating. Folks, that's someone that you've all now been contacted with, and you've been in direct contact with a COVID patient. They should all now be probably quarantined for the next 14 days.
Right.
Just like every other person would be in America.
Correct. And I think that's going to be what's going to is interesting going forward, right?
Yeah.
Now what does MLB do as far as that? And or are there any other additional repercussions?
Well, this is a contact tracing issue.
Right.
So now it's up to health departments to say, look, you had a positive test player. He was with your other players, your management, everybody. Everybody's got quarantine. So now do they stay where they are in Texas?
And should
until they find something out. So it's kind of a little bit of a nightmare situation for the Dodgers and baseball. And, you know, you're probably two innings away from, if you don't get those results back, nobody says a word.
Right.
And you go on. But since it was said during the middle of the game, or toward the end of the game.
Which is odd in and of itself.
I mean, well,
right?
They say it takes about a day to get the test results back.
But the timing of when the word came in, like, why did we not know that before the game started? And or did they know before? Again, they'll have an investigation and, you know, figure out, what truly transpired. But still.
Here's the thing. If something comes out of this, like with the Astro situation, where they knowingly played a player with COVID, I'm sorry. What's the difference?
Right.
You know, stealing signs, that's wrong. Playing a player knowingly, I'm not saying they did, but if you do play a player knowingly or you think that may be positive and you don't even let the other team know, that's an issue.
Yeah, because now at this point, the catcher, the umpire, right? He gets on base, the first baseman. I'm just saying, now, at what point is he in contact with those other players on the opposing team? Yeah, and now that's...
Well, he didn't have a good night last night prior to, so therefore he wasn't in contact with a lot of folks. Tampa Bay didn't have a lot of people on either. So really, not a lot of contact. Now, he did throw the ball. People did throw it again. I mean, so who knows after that? But, again, we shall all see when the tests come back on the Dodgers, if they release that information. Again, it is a privacy issue. I know with the Reds player, they didn't say anything for almost 2 weeks. That it was a COVID test.
Right.
Because of privacy issues. Last night, the game wasn't even over. And, well, the game was over, and the commissioner said it was a COVID-related issue. So, I hope he didn't break any privacy issues with that as well. But anyway, it's you hate to see a COVID case, again, on day 58. But again, they brought their families back in the last week of the season or so. So it may have kind of changed some things up with their way they were doing things. Live and learn, I guess.
You're exactly right.
Take another break here on PCSN Live. We'll see if we've got time for more. If not, well, I can check, I guess, before we do take another break, right?
Well, we do have time. You got to take the breaks anyway.
I do got to take another break. Be back in a moment here on PCSN Live.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, so I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house, or even better, as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protect Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protect Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9344.
Welcome back here to this last segment here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. Again, it's been a interesting night. Again, a great run of the fall season. We'll wrap it up when we get done with football for sure. But, you know, the Lady Volleyball Pirates, again, great job. And an update on the finals.
Yeah, I'll say this as well. Even a great run as far as the boys soccer team.
Yes.
You know, again, they ended up winning the district title, got all the way to the
semifinals
and lost to Perry County Central, who consistently, you know, wins on their own home court. But
and really, real quickly, on the flip side, the girls, Estill County wound up winning the region for the girls, and I just assumed they were going to get beat when they played, but congratulations to the Estill County Lady Engineers for their win. In the girls' soccer, and then Perry represent the boys, and then we got an update on the soccer.
Volleyball. At this point, Wolf County has a 2-0 lead in set number 3, with your score of 5-4, Wolf County on top of Knott County Central. So Wolf
again,
County
another close.
in the driver's seat, at least at this point. But they ended up winning set number 2, 25-23, or 25-22.
So good volleyball actually going on in Jackson City tonight. So, again, good luck to both those two teams. Looks like Wolf County may come out of this as the winner. They did defeat Knott County in regular season in close sets, but in two sets. So now they won two straight. I just don't see anybody really that's that caliber of a team losing, dropping three straight sets. So it's going to be a very big uphill battle now for North Central.
Yeah, and Wolf County has been top of the region
all year.
Even in the rankings, RPI, everything. So hopefully, if they continue to hold on and win the match tonight, they go on and represent the 14th region.
Yeah, two good power volleyball teams. So that, again, this is a last thing we'll say. Again, we are on the air 7 o'clock Friday night. Powell County versus Mason County. Next week we'll have Powell County versus Pendleton County at Pendleton County. Hopefully everything is still on for everyone. This is the last time we get to talk to you guys before Election Day. So
get out and vote.
Get out and
if
vote.
You haven't already.
Vote, 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 and do and use your right to vote and vote the way you think is best for yourself and your community.
And I'd like to say, I know people say this all the time, but vote, to me, it gives you, to me, yeah, exactly, because you at least have done your diligence in order to voice your opinion, whether your candidate wins or loses, regardless of the race, to give you that opportunity yes. to voice your opinion and disdain. If you don't vote, to me, I don't think you necessarily have, your opinion is necessarily valid because you didn't get involved in the process.
Well, you really can't say you picked a winner or loser, you just didn't say. So if you don't, if you want to complain, you
vote.
Better go vote.
Yep.
So again, I think the the courthouse is open to go vote now. Get those absentees in as soon as possible. And then voting will be on Tuesday. We have one precinct open at the high school, is that right?
Don't know, to be honest. I can't remember.
Well,
I don't know.
I check it out. Check out your sites available for voting here for this election. It is a little bit different. You can do the early voting. You can do that at the courthouse any time during the day. So, again, use that right to vote on Tuesday or prior to. So, good night, and be safe out there. Protect yourself, distance, mask, and sanitize, please. This is Dave Alder with Ken Simon. Good night from PCSN.
Thanks for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken from the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton. This program is hosted by Ken Simon and David Faulkner. Production is done by Ethan Moore. Programming is done by Angela Osborne. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken is a Pickup Country 104.9 production. Tune in live next week or on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast.
Pickup Country 104.9, serving Winchester.